In this episode of Bear Podcast,
clean out your hole.
HIV vaccine sent to begin human trials.
Yelp for people. Everyone will be able to rate you.
And the man with 12 sex slaves.
All these and listener feedbacks coming up next. Bear Podcast 587. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
And welcome to episode 587. It's a Tuesday, October 20th, 2015. And yeah, sorry for last week that we were able to make a show because I was out of town.
In San Francisco.
I was in San Francisco.
Being gay.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry. Very gay. Like,
not that gay. Good like, Lord.
I'm at the Eagle naked, get my ass plowed gay.
Yeah, we did not go to the Eagle. We did go to the Eagle. We did not go to Lone Star. That's right. I heard nobody goes to Lone Star anymore. Or people do not, it's not appealing anymore for people to go to Lone Star for some reason. And they prefer going to Eagle or something like that. So I heard from someone that that's the case.
I don't know. I don't live in San Francisco. I cannot keep up with their drama.
Yeah. It's just that if you're in San Francisco.
There's plenty here in Houston for everybody. We don't need another cities.
But if you're in San Francisco, these are the places to be. And it's always fun. Okay, so.
The place to be in San Francisco is further north in the wine country.
Oh, well, yeah. If you're into wine.
No, I'm not. It's just pretty up there.
It's just pretty? Yeah. But one of these days, Mike and I are going to do that. Do a wine country tour. Going there. Have you seen Sideways? No, you still haven't seen it yet.
I don't think so.
But it's about these guys are doing a bachelor party for themselves, the two of them doing a before the guy one of the guys got married, and they ended up, you know, going to different places to drink, you know, going to wine tours. It's a pretty good story. It's got a love story in it too.
And the two guys fall in love?
No. Oh. No, they're both straight.
What kind of story is that?
I know, right? Well, it's got Paul Giamatti in it. So if you guys are like bears, Paul Giamatti's in it. Okay, so I did that. And Mike and I met up with our friends Brandon, Bill, Kai, Gabe, Unai. We saw Unai at the Eagle. And then it was a lot of fun. I mean, it's like a reunion, getting to see our friends there again. We had an Indian restaurant.
Ooh.
And have you heard of dosas? Dosa. Have you never heard of it? It's one of those bread things that's really, really big. No, you haven't seen those? Anyway, that's really big in India, I guess. That it's one big bread, you tear a piece of it and you dip it. And then it's different kinds of sauces. And it's vegetarian and everything, so you get to do that. It's pretty good. It's very filling.
They have lamb sauce then.
There's no lamb. Okay, we ate a Greek restaurant. What's it with your Ray with lamb being vegetarian?
My big fat Greek wedding.
And to them, it's vegetarian.
Remember, what's his name? What was the boyfriend's? The one she was marrying, the fiance.
But the guy.
Yeah, the guy. Uh-huh. He was like, "I'm vegetarian," and she's like, "Oh, no problem. For you, we make the lamb."
Okay, so that's what I have to watch it again. It's been so long. So anyway, so
you're supposed to remember these vague movie references, Maynard.
But I do know about the Windex.
Yes, that same movie. Windex.
Same movie, Windex. See, I remember that.
Yeah, part. Same thing. Same type of thing.
So in San Francisco, I got to see my mom, also my brother, and it's kind of a reunion for me and some cousins. And yeah, it's really a quick getaway because, you know, it's a holiday. It's Columbus Day. It's Columbus Day last weekend, right? Last week. So yeah, Mike and I went there for just for 4 days. It's a lot of fun. Hang out with family. Not very so much. No. You can only do so much with family.
Yes.
That's why I don't live there.
And you can't kill them, so that's the law. So
I was just there and did not just for a few days. I mean, it's an overnight there, so that's good enough for me.
Yeah. And then you came back this weekend and had a very sad thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So before we move on, really, actually, I can bring this up. Actually, the topic. Our friend in our softball team, the Wave, our friend John Horgan passed away last September 30th, and the memorial was done. The celebration of life was done last weekend, so October 17th, and yeah, that's when friends and family got together. We went to Bering Methodist Church and
Bering United Methodist Church.
Bering United Methodist Church. So we went there, and I actually prepared a video that also kept me busy last week. So that's why we didn't make a show, because I was prepared. I was also preparing the memorial video for John Horgan. So if you're friends with me in Facebook, I already have it online. I have it on my wall. The video, it's from YouTube. So I uploaded it there, and then many people were able to see it. And it's really a tribute for John during his. He has pictures from he was a teenager until he worked at United and playing softball and wearing his Boston cap, his jersey. And it's really sad because I've known him for more than 10 years, about 10 years, I think, ever since I started with the Wave. And he's been a really, truly a good friend of ours. And many times during the day when I was there, I was losing it. I was crying all the time. And there was a point where they gave us these neon softballs for us to sign. It is to be given to the family, because these were the family that John had, us. And we gave it to the family. And I lost it. To the blood family. To the blood family. And I was signing it and everything, and I was just crying and everything. And then later on, I really bawled a lot when they gave the cap to the nephew, the very baseball cap, the Boston Red Sox cap that he always wears whenever he travels. He gave it to his nephew, and yeah, I remember that cap. He always wears that, and yeah, right now his jersey, his softball jersey, is our with the number 16 at the back. It's now on at Tony's corner pocket in a big. Frame, and alongside with some pictures and stuff. So, we lost the light.
We have a technical difficulty.
Technical difficulties.
All right,
keep going. We're okay.
Wing falls.
Oh my god,
John's with us.
Oh my god, John is with us.
He's letting us know.
Yes. Oh my god. I have to tell Mike about this. Oh my god.
Okay.
This is a sign, John. Wherever you are. Yes. May you rest in peace, and I hope you in paradise right now. I would imagine, yeah, I would say he is, and he's just looking at us right now and turning off our lights. Oh my god!
All right, you want to pause it?
No, we keep going. It's okay.
Well, no, the camera's it's probably too dark for the camera.
Excuse me. Okay. All right. So. Okay, we'll be back. Oh my god! I'm still shocked. Okay, we already turned the light on. I think John is with us really right now. You never met him, have you? Did you?
I met John before. I knew who he was. I'd seen him around a lot. So I don't think we were never close. I mean, we never talked that much other than, hey, how you doing? So, I had a less traumatic weekend. Well, it was kind of traumatic because I'd sit at the Toyota dealership for 4 hours. But.
But there's a but.
But I got a whole rewrite of one of my chapters done.
Oh, that's right.
For the great werewolf story, gay werewolf story. And I got my car fixed. So now the injection seat works correctly.
So if I sit now, you can eject me now.
You can be ejected.
Wow.
So
you're the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You're a shitty co-pilot. So anyway, I want to thank Samuel for helping me get back into the writing and talking about the stuff that I'm working on, because he had some really good ideas and he's really good at reading. Has been really good at reading my stuff and saying, okay, you lost me here. You know, this is 2 weeks. So what I kind of needed, somebody to focus me on the right things and kind of help me point in the right directions, because there's so much up here. Most of it's bullshit, but there's a lot of other stuff over here besides that that I try to get out on paper. So we'll see how it works. But I got the prologue done. Mm-hmm. At least done enough that I think I can hand it to an editor and say, okay, edit it now.
That's good. So. Okay, so just a little bit background of your correspondent, I guess. Sam used to be Samuel. Our guest. Samuel is one of our, was one of our guests back in 2012.
Yeah.
And they realized that he's your editor. Or someone to
edit. Well, he's not editor. So he said his grammar's about as bad as mine. So, well, probably not, because he keeps pointing out stuff that I do wrong. So it can't be as bad as mine. But my grammar sucks. So, but anyway, so that was my weekend, pretty much.
Okay. Okay. So, I guess we can move on with our topics right now.
Okay.
Okay. So where were we?
We're on the topics.
Okay. Okay. So. What? I think I'll need this.
So this popped up on the news feed this week.
All right.
And I thought it was an interesting discussion, even though it talks about this, but it never says what this microsybe is. So hopefully that'll come out eventually, because I didn't see the name of it or where you could get it from anyway. So do you want to read the article?
Okay.
Read the article.
All right. So cleaning out your hole could prevent HIV. According to researchers, there is a mystical rectal microbicide that can be used in conjunction with other prophylactics to help prevent HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. First, PrEP, and now this. Your backside is about to be more protected than Fort Knox. How do you use this magic microbicide? It comes in gel form and you use it while cleaning out. As if that were fun enough already. And researchers recommended that you still use protection and don't refer to the gel as fail-safe. It's simply a new option to prevent HIV. So according to University of California, assistant medicine professor, a little is known about rectal douching practices among men who have sex with men and trans women and the damage such practices may cause. While enemas are useful for cleaning, for feeling cleaner, they do have a risk, as they have they can cause trauma to the rectum. Anal sex after douching could actually increase the risk for HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. Brown added that that's the doctor. Brown added that during the study, they found that men who douched did it primarily for hygiene and pleasure. For pleasure, usually. He believes that men because men clean out, it's a great vehicle to prevent HIV. If you clean out regularly, remember that there are some best practices to follow. Grease the runway, insert carefully, don't hurt your hole, make sure to get all the water out. Okay, this is Ray. Ray injected this. What did you say here, Ray?
We don't know about your butt. Nard can't wait to try it.
Right.
I was going to see if he'd read that, but he caught it too soon.
I am not Ron Burgundy. I read ahead a little bit. You know?
So it doesn't. It never lists in the article what the bactericide was or the microbicide was to use in this, which I found kind of interesting. So hopefully they're just testing something now and it's going to be on the market soon and then it'll have a name. But I thought it was interesting that because I thought that maybe cleaning yourself out would open you more up to HIV because you could tear the linings of your anus or other things, damage yourself and stuff.
So what does this mean though? If you're on PrEP and you douche like this, I guess you're okay. But that's what they're saying. This microbicide, this gel thing, actually helps it out.
Helps, right? Yeah. So I assume that when you clean yourself out, you use this microbicide, and it helps clean out stuff that would maybe help catch the HIV virus in your rectal lining.
No, it's more like I'm imagining it creates a wall or something. So you couple that with PrEP, then.
I wonder if they could combine the microbicide with a lube.
Yeah, but then lube makes things slippery while the microbicide, I don't know. Maybe they can.
I don't know.
Anyway, so.
But I thought it was interesting. They said that most men do it primarily for hygiene and pleasure.
Well, yeah. Usually, for hygiene, of course, because you don't want. Because if you have debris in there and.
Like sewage debris.
Yeah. And if you have debris, if you have fecal matter there and you're getting fucked, then that could also cause friction in the wall. So it's nice. It's good to have a clean rectum if you're going to bottom. Which is a good segue to our entertainment.
Yes. Our entertainment this week is just something I thought that was funny that came across the feed this week. And it's Bitch, Maynard's a Bottom. Get Chicky music video.
No, the title is Bitch, I'm a Bottom.
Which is a takeoff on Madonna's Bitch, I'm Madonna. So Pablo Hernandez has been performing his Bitch, I'm a Bottom parody of Madonna's track at the gay club circuit. But now the dirty and cheeky take has the dirty and cheeky music video it deserves. Kind of non-safe for work, obviously, featuring Manila Luzon. My favorite parts of the whole video was get hard or you go home. I want to fill you up in my kidney.
Wow. Impressive. So very deep canal. So,
but I thought it was very funny because it kind of pokes fun at being on Growler and asking how big cock size and are you 8 inches or more and all this. It was a very funny song. So we'll put the link on the website. So if you haven't seen it run across your gay Facebook feed, go watch it because it's very funny. So
it's pretty good. It's not safe for work, but then there's no penis or ass or anything. Yeah, it's really just provocative, you know.
And if you like, and if you like little Twinkie Muscle Boys, then you'll like the video.
Yeah. Some of them are like scruffy kind of guys, you know. Anyway, okay. So I guess that's our show. That's our entertainment
section. So.
Okay. It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
All right. You want to do the gay or you want me to do it?
I'll do the gay.
Okay.
Okay, so our gay article right now is HIV vaccine set to begin human trials. I feel like this has been done before, or some human trials were done before. I don't know.
Well, I think they've been trying different things, but nothing's really worked out. So,
okay. So an HIV vaccine from a team led by Robert Gallo out of the Institute of Human Virology in Baltimore, Maryland, is set to begin human trials.
Oh, we did an article about the European version of it.
I think
there's Europeans were trying something.
Oh, okay. So Gallo and his team have been developing the vaccine for the last 15 years, and they're launching their first clinical trial in collaboration with Profectus Biosciences. The results in monkeys are interesting, but they're not perfect. Gallo said that at an event at the Institute's Baltimore headquarters to announce the human trial. If we keep just using monkeys, we're never going to go anywhere. So we need for humans to respond. Known as a phase one study, the trial expects to enroll 60 people and will simply assess safety and immune responses of the full-length single-chain vaccine. It's a terrible name, says Gallo, who is not to mince his words. So the vaccine contains a version of HIV surface protein, GP120, engineered so that it links to a few portions of a protein called CD4 receptor. When HIV infects cells, GP120 first binds to the CD4 receptor on white blood cells and then transitions in such a way that hidden parts of the virus are exposed, allowing it to bind to a second receptor on the immune cells called CCR5. One bound to both receptors, HIV can enter the white blood cell and establish an infection. The IHV vaccine aims to generate antibodies that bind to HIV's GP20 when it's in this transitional state, ultimately blocking attachment to CCR5, aborting the infection process. Oh, okay. They have the science to it. I guess they just keep doing it on monkeys. Now they just want to do it in humans.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
So the development of the vaccine is led by IHV's George Lewis, whose team includes Antonio De Vico and Timothy Fouts. Gallo, 78. Oh, God, 78 years old. I hope he does it really fast. Says it has taken a long time to move this vaccine into clinic because he and his group have done extensive testing in monkeys, faced the typical vaccine challenges of manufacturing a human-grade product, and have had to scramble for funding. Was anything a lack of courage? Asks Gallo, who frequently asks and answers his own questions. Sure, we wanted more and more answers before going into people, which I understand you have to test a lot with animals. I mean, although a lot of, you know, PETA doesn't like it, I guess. But I don't know, does the end justify the mean? I mean, we're not going to go into that philosophical
what
debate.
What I found interesting about this whole thing was they had to scramble to get funding for this.
I know. I mean, that's the point. How come the government is not even helping with this?
Because there's more money made
in the, with HIV
meds and PrEP. Even though Gallo helps these cards to help pay for stuff to do that, there's still money being made somewhere.
Yeah. That's where the money is. So. You infect people first and get med. Yeah, that's really horrible.
So.
Anyway, okay, so good luck. I hope the human trials work. I imagine it would. I think it would work.
Well, I mean, there's always that testing phase to see. I mean, you might put it out on 60 people and it work only on one of them. And then you're back at the drawing board trying to figure out why it didn't work for the 59. So.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but hopefully in our lifetime, there will be a HIV vaccine and it'll be like polio or anything else. And then it'll be, of course, it'll be about people stupidly getting vaccinated properly. So.
Yeah. And then people won't have to go PrEP anymore.
True.
All right, Ray, let's go to the geek.
All right, the geek. We got a two-part geek this week, and I'll take the first one. Star Wars showerheads let you bathe in Vader's tears. With a new Star Wars movie on the horizon and Disney Lucasfilm putting every freaking thing on the market from Darth Vader dark mocha creamer to Chewbacca creamer.
It was just priceless looking at Ray.
Oh, my God.
We were shopping at Target, and... Oh my God, it's a Chewbacca coffee creamer. Why?
Too much.
Just saw Rain's
way
face.
Too much. I mean, there's more. And they started out with the BB-8s coming out. They were like $150. Now they're down to less than $100.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. So anyway, the Disney Lucas marketing machine is fully operational. Yes, it is. How do we know? Because in addition to toys, video games, and other random crap, you can now buy Star Wars showerheads to spice up your morning route. Obviously found in the Beyond section of your local Bed Bath & Beyond, these Star Wars-style shower accessories come in both Darth Vader and R2-D2 version, but you're probably going to want to choose the former because it easily becomes a more convenient handheld sprayer, and everyone knows that bathing in a Sith Lord's tear is also another way to gain the Force. I'm going to get one. So, you'll end up paying about $5 more for the Vader version, $30, compared to the $25 R2. Both come with three different spray settings, anti-clog nozzles, and the pride of finally finding a way to bring Star Wars into your bathroom. Bed Bath and Beyond via Nerd Approved.
Okay, so I don't know, because I like my large shower head, but it'd be nice. It could be a good, you know, a nice gift or a nice gift for people, I guess, who like Star Wars, I guess.
Your lack of confidence is just disturbing.
You almost misquoted that, Ray. Good try, Ray. Okay, let's go to the next story. Everyone you know will be able to rate you on the terrifying Yelp for people, whether you want them to or not.
I will delete Yelp tonight.
No. That's the point, though. You can't. It's somebody else's. It's somebody else telling things about you.
I will delete my Yelp so they cannot find me.
No, it's just not Yelp. It's really an app. Don't think about
it's
Yelp.
It's Yelp.
No. It's a Yelp for people. That's the description, but it's not really Yelp. Okay, let's go to the story, because I already heard about this on a Daily Tech News show. It was talked about extensively, and people do not like this application. Anyway, okay, let's move on. You can already rate restaurants, hotels, movies, college classes, government agencies, and bowel movements online. So the most surprising thing about people, basically Yelp for but it's for humans, maybe the fact that no one has yet had the gall to launch something like it. When the app does launch on September in November, you will be able to assign reviews and 1 to 5 star ratings to everyone you know, your exes, your coworkers, the old guy who lives next door. You cannot opt out. Once someone puts your name in the people, it's called P-E-E-P-L-E. People system, it's there unless you violate the site's terms of service, and you cannot delete bad or biased reviews. that would defeat the whole purpose of having a Yelp for people.
I need a lawyer. I will start suing now.
Yeah, but maybe that's one of the reasons why it's either, maybe that could be a good reason for Apple not to allow it in the App Store, or even Google to upload in the Google Play Store. Yeah. So imagine every interaction you've ever had suddenly open to the scrutiny of the internet public. People do so much research when they buy a car or make those kinds of decisions, said Julia Cordray, one of the app's founders. Why not do the same kind of research on other aspects of your life? This is, in a nutshell, Cordray's pitch for the app, the one she has been making to developing companies, private shareholders, and Silicon Valley venture capitalists. A bubbly, no-holds-barred, trendy lady with a marketing degree and two recruiting companies, Cordray sees no reason you wouldn't want to showcase your character. It's to the founders of this, they think that it's a way to market yourself. So it's more like marketing yourself.
No, that is not how this will be used.
Exactly.
Too many fucking bitter, excuse my language, too many fucking bitter people on this planet that like to tear people down for no reason other than they just like to feel better themselves because they tore somebody down.
Yep.
So I know.
So co-founder Nicole McCullough comes to the app from a different angle. As a mother of two in an era where when people don't always know their neighbors, she wanted something to help her decide whom to trust with her kids. So give the importance of those kinds of decisions. People's integrity features are fairly rigorous, as Cordray will reassure you in the most vehement terms. If you raise any concerns about shaming or bullying on the service, to review someone, you must be 21 and have an established Facebook account. And you must make reviews under your real name. See, you have to have a real account.
But here's the deal. Are they saying that somebody can make a review about me and I don't even have an account?
That's what it's saying. You can go online and rate anyone. You can enter anyone's name. You can, as yourself, you can post about someone. I have a Facebook account. I can post something about you. That's just it. I need to be 21 in order to log onto the site and say, "Hey Ray, I'm going to make a review of Ray. Ray is a this and that. Ray, and then ratings, integrity, cock size. No, there's no cock size. I don't think so. But it would be all the way up to the 8 inches or more.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody be slamming that rating at me.
Okay, so you must also affirm that you know the person you're reviewing. And there are three categories: personal, professional, or romantic. To add someone to the database he who has not been reviewed before, you must have that person's cell phone number. The app was originally supposed to scrape names automatically from Facebook, but the site's API wouldn't allow it.
I think this is a big mistake.
It is.
And I hope there's enough lawyers out there to sue the crap out of them.
Oh yeah, I mean, good or ill, if you give a person to say something about the other person and make it available for everyone, that will be scrutinized to bullying and lots of scrutiny.
Not to mention them hoes at work, how they will be rating me.
I know. Bad idea.
Bad idea.
I hope they take it out from the app store.
I mean, there's enough bullying on Facebook without.
See, that's the point, though. Okay, Apple Store doesn't allow it. Google Play doesn't allow it, or Windows Store doesn't allow it. Let's just make a website. No one can stop you if you have a website. Then it's going to be a web. You can access that website mobile with your Safari on your iPhone or your Google Chrome on your Samsung phone or your Nexus 6, then they may not be in the app stores, but
I won't change my phone number. Now the way y'all gonna access me is through Kick.
See, that's the point. You have to have the other person's cell phone number.
Yeah, but a lot of people have my cell phone number.
Yeah, well,
a lot of people have your cell phone number.
I think they do that to do confirmations. I guess. What if you have the power to allow? Okay, so it does say here, I am going to make a review of you,
yeah,
but I'm going to submit your phone number, not publicly, but the system knows your phone number. And I post something, and then it text messages you or calls your number or text messages you. And this is your review. Allow. Reply to allow.
If you don't even want to deal with that. I don't want people.
Actually, I don't want to either. But I guess these people.
I have not given them permission to use my phone number for texting.
Yeah. So I guess it's going to be opt-in. So what's going to happen is they have your phone number and then you allow it. And then you say, do not allow, remove my account, something like that. I don't know. This is raising so many flags and I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's not going to stop them to make a website for it. They may not be in the app stores for your mobile phones, but they can make websites for this, and which would be accessible by a web. Well, eventually
somebody will sue them for defamation.
See, that's the point. If you write something bad against someone on Facebook, do you sue Facebook?
Well, that could be named in the process.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. If you post
and if enough people and if it gets named enough times, they're gonna have to. The lawyer team will be making more money because how do they pay for this? Running ads.
I'm not sure it's gonna be ads on it. It's fairly easy, you know. The websites right lately is really easy. It can handle big traffic, and if it does create a lot of buzz and it has a lot of ad revenue, then you can simply switch it to Amazon Web Services, and you'll be fast.
How do
again.
They verify that you're 21 years of old?
I don't know. That's when Facebook comes in, because either you have it does require, if you're going to use your Facebook account to log in, you are allowed, then Facebook should be able to know your birthday. But of course everybody lies. I don't know.
If I was Facebook, I wouldn't want to be associated with anything like this, but that's just me. See, what do y'all think?
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I mean, help. I might just people. Be paranoid because I know I'd piss a bunch of bitches off, but also good with the right people, so
okay.
So let us know what y'all think.
Okay, so the bizarre here, Ray's right. Going to talk about it.
No, you're going to talk about it because I want to do the second story.
Oh, there's a second bizarre. Okay.
Yes, there's a second. Oh, so you did not read the show notes, I see.
Oh, I didn't see the second part. I only the first. I thought it was an hour ago. Okay, good. So the bizarre. I read about this and I saw the video also. And it's kind of hilarious because Walmart, I guess some people at Walmart are really just stupid. So Alabama Walmart mistakenly stocks gun counter with gun oil lube. They did not know gun oil is a lube, either silicone based or water based.
But it's a lube for personal pleasuring.
It's for your penis. Okay. Just because it's called gun oil doesn't mean it's really used for your gun. So an Alabama man found more than he bargained for while shopping at his local Walmart gun counter recently, and in a video showing what he came across is going viral on Facebook. Oh wow, Jamie Lee Bracey says in the video, which has been viewed over 3 million times, he picks up a bottle of gun oil H2O, a personal lubricant that's known for its targeted market to the gay community. I should say gay people really use gun oil.
Well, yes. It's probably more of a gay product than anything. So my question is, I assume that they got a box of gun oil for the lube and condom aisle in the pharmacy, and somehow somebody said, oh, gun oil, and took it to the sporting goods department.
That's true. That's one theory. My second theory is some people in the suppliers or somewhere, an executive at Walmart, simply saw the words gun oil.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a gun accessory.
Yeah.
I'm going to stock our gun section with that because it's called gun oil.
But has anybody else seen this in any other Walmart stores?
No, but then it, like I said, it could.
Do y'all find gun oil at your local Walmart? I don't go to Walmart anymore, so I wouldn't know other than get gas. But
yeah, so I don't know. I really think, I don't know how these Walmart stores are supplied. Don't they have their own?
They have these mega warehouses that everything gets shipped to, and then they break it down into pallets and ship it to the stores.
See, that's the point, though. Gun oil is like a specialty product.
It's a specialty product.
It's a specialty product. Why? And it being...
And I wonder if there's a bunch of gays in Alabama that needed some gun oil.
Maybe
so,
they didn't.
So they requested it.
Maybe, but because I haven't seen this in any other store, because it's all usually online or given out samples at the bars, or if you are a sponsor, if Gun Oil is a sponsor at the Bear Run, then they have a disc there.
Black Hawk Leather here in Houston, and I think some like I think Walgreens carries it now. If you're in a gay, heavily gay community, yeah.
Oh,
I've seen it. I think I've seen it at Walgreens before.
Okay, so like I said, your theory is
we'll have to go to the Walgreens down the street and see if we can
check it out
for next week
and ask people. Okay, do you have Gun Oil? You have Gun Oil? Have you done that before?
Or go to the gun section and see if there's a really cute guy there and say, "Do you have any Gun Oil, please? I need to lift my gun up. Would you like to help me out? It's a single shot barrel.
Single shot." You mean you do it once you're done? Anyway, okay.
For
so
about 2-3 hours at my age.
We'll put the links on the link on the website of this one so you guys could watch if you haven't seen the video yet. Okay, Ray. So let's go to the last one. Ray.
Okay, our second bizarre of the week. Man accused of keeping 12 male sex slaves, branding them with tattoos. I don't see a problem with this personally myself. But
what? Branding is bad.
There's a bunch of bitches out there that are into that. So, a Colorado man is accused of housing up to as many as a dozen male runaways, offering them room and board in exchange for bareback sex, and allegedly branding at least one of them with a tattoo. 48-year-old Sean Crumpler of Aurora, Colorado, has been charged with 12 counts related to sex trafficking, according to sources. He hunted for victims on Grindr. See, there's Grindr again. It's almost like Tinder. Specifically targeting homeless youth or young men in desperate need of assistance. So my problem is, does Colorado have an issue with gay teens? In an interview with Fox's 31 TV, a 23-year-old man whose identity has not been released said his 20-year-old ex-boyfriend was one of Crumpler's victims. The 20-year-old met Crumpler when he was just 16 and eventually got a tattoo of a bird with the word Sean underneath. He told me that it was because they were supposed to get it. The 23-year-old explained it because it kept away all other sugar daddies when they're out partying at the club. I've never seen a tattoo keep another gay man away. Yeah. Never.
I should say he's kind of a bearish guy.
So, though the 23-year-old admits he never met Crumpler personally, he visited the house on occasion. According to the local police and FBI, as many as a dozen males between the ages of 16 and 21 were living at the rent-free in exchange for bareback sex with Crumpler. Most of the time when Sean was away, the 23-year-old explained they'd have other guys over to have sex with them, but when Sean was there, they were forced to have sex with whoever he said. According to the 23-year-old, when the men weren't engaging in sex, they spent their time playing video games, watching TV, and posted homemade amateur porn online. In the arrest affidavit, one of the victims said he knew Crumpler is HIV positive, but that safe sex was not practiced in the house.
Oh, no.
The young gentleman that I'd met with said some of the other boys were HIV positive, but they were taking medication to suppress it. The 23-year-old told Fox 31 TV that they don't realize they're victims. They think he's there to help them. Crumpler, who owns a motel in Thailand, had his passport revoked at a court hearing earlier this week. The judge also prohibited him from using the internet for anything other than work-related duties and responsibilities. He will return to court for a preliminary hearing on November 23rd. So, my question is, why are they not getting unless the age of consent in Colorado is 16?
I guess it is. Arrested.
But he's been let go. I mean, he's not. They're not saying they're pressing him with. They said they're pressing him with sex trafficking, but not
underage.
Sex with a minor.
Sex with a minor. Yeah.
So, apparently, somebody in Colorado. Let us know what's the age of consent in Colorado. Is it 16 for a male? So, but I thought it is sad that this happened, and that there are these kids out there running around needing this kind of help, and somebody takes advantage of them, because that's a sad thing. There's always somebody out there to take advantage of you, like young girls getting off at the bus stop. We've all seen that movie several times. So it's sad, but I also thought, God, there's so many other gay guys I know that this would be perfect, that they would love something like this. So, and to the fetish slave master kinks stuff, that would be right up their alley. So, well, hopefully we can follow up on the story and see what happens after the 23rd, what happens with this dude. But I thought it was interesting. He owns a hotel in Thailand, where you can sleep with little boys over there, I understand.
Well, yes, I guess. Not necessarily young boys, but probably just boys who look very young. you know, they're Asian after all. Mm-hmm. Right? Us Asians look younger than we are. Than our age, right? No.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do some shout-outs. A few shout-outs to my friends, to our friends in San Francisco, Bill, Kai, Brandon, and Unai, and many others I might not be remembering because it's been like 2 weeks ago. And thank you for you know, hanging out with us at the bars. And we went to, where did we go? The main one we really went to was the Eagle. Yeah, the Eagle. That's pretty much it. It's really packed. It's really, really packed, and it's full of bears. It's lots of bears in San Francisco. Yeah, it's really nice. It's a good eye candy for me. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. Okay, how about you, Ray?
Shout out to Samuel. Thanks for your help, man. I appreciate all the work you've been doing with me. Shout out to Matt for being a good listener of the show. And that's all I got this week, I think. Shout out to my mom. She's recovering from surgery, so she's doing fine, though.
Happy to feel better, Mom.
Yeah.
Or Linda. Okay, so I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a message and we'll play it on the show.
Yes. And subscribe by iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo. You can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bay Radio Network. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/bearpodcast and twitter.com/bearpodcast. You can catch us there. And you can also go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.